Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, some of you might have a CRA exam coming up, and the previous examination period did not include pandemic activities. Now, specifically, I want to talk about SBA's Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP loans. So as most of you know, you can get credit for participating in the SBA PPP program. Under your CRA program, that actually translates into lending performance. Your next exam would highlight your participation in the SBA PPP program, and then also we would account for the individual loans that were deployed under this program, either as small business lending performance or community development loan activities. The agencies issued interagency guidance to help banks identify PPP loans for either small business or community development consideration. In the show notes, I'll link to that resource. According to that guidance, many SBA PPP loans, generally over $1 million, may qualify as community development loans. This is the case when an SBA PPP loan over $1 million that was originated in a low and moderate income geography or in a distressed or underserved non-metropolitan middle income geography had an express purpose of economic development by helping small businesses retain jobs and support the revitalization and stabilization of these designated communities. Many banks worked around the clock to provide PPP loans during the pandemic. As 2020 and 2021 will be included within the scope of possibly your next exam, there's an opportunity to identify qualifying loans. Moreover, the PPP can be considered an innovative and flexible lending practice. So let's talk about how to classify these SBA PPP loans. So let's take a deeper dive. So within the resource document I linked to in the show notes, you may want to reference question 7. Will loans originated under the PPP receive CRA credit? Well, the answer to this question from an interagency standpoint is generally yes. So loan amounts of $1 million or less that are secured by non-farm, non-residential real estate are reported and considered as small business loans under the lending test. The great news is these PPP loans will be considered particularly responsive if made to small businesses with gross annual revenue of $1 million or less, or to businesses located in low or moderate income geographies or distressed and underserved middle income geographies. Additionally, the bank can receive consideration as this is an innovative and flexible lending practice. Okay, so that covered the small business side. Is it a small business loan? Now let's look at any loan over $1 million for simplicity, and let's also say you are a large bank. Now let's jump to question 18, where this document continues to outline the considerations for community development loans. So PPP loans in the amount greater than $1 million that are also in low or moderate income geographies or in distressed or underserved non-metropolitan middle income geographies automatically are considered to be community development loans. Okay, for emphasis, Question 18 and its answer, I consider to be low-hanging fruit. So what you would do is take your list of SBA PPP loans that are greater than $1 million, and you would geocode that list of loans. Then any loan over $1 million that originated in a low to moderate income area or distressed and underserved middle would automatically count. Then you take the rest of that list and then mine for the other community development hooks. So could it be related to affordable housing for low-income people? Could it be related to community services, maybe even an SBA PPP loan to a nonprofit that primarily serves low to moderate income people? That would be community services. Or could it be economic development where that SBA PPP loan is financing a small business and creating or retaining jobs for low-income people? So to recap, question 18 gives you some low-hanging fruit, right? So that you can automatically characterize some of these SBA PPP loans as community development loans. And then you proceed to mine for community development loans under the other hooks so that you maximize your identification of community development loans, which also maximizes your lending test credit under the CRA. Another quick tip for looking at your lending performance overall is that you would want to consider the SBA PPP program to be an outlier of sorts. So I would analyze my lending performance with and without the SBA PPP loans so that you have a sense of your true lending without PPP and then with. And that helps if you're comparing your performance year over year or performance period over CRA performance period. So in the show notes, remember I have the interagency guidance on how to look at SBA PPP loans. I hope this helps a few of you as you wrap up any legacy SBA PPP loans that might be included in your next CRA exam. Well, until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.